Well, you know, writing me all the time and sending me Sadhvi.
Well, Sadhvi, now I get to see her all the time, practically. She's
on the East Coast.
She lives near Panihati, or the New Taliban, or
Sadhvi. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. She was here, she's the first person I greeted with. She made me a balloon, Nityananda. She does these balloon deities.
Yeah, and they told me she still goes out Sankirtan.
Yes. She dresses up as a clown.
Yeah, she sends, when devotees are coming, actually Jayadev here, he's the one who knows her, and he's from England, and he always keeps bringing me prasad from her and stuff.
From England?
Who
was the Sankirtan devotee and he competed with Guruji and the Padma?
Sankirtan devotee. In England, competed with Guruji.
I think he's from the States, but he was in England for many years. You don't know.
I don't know if devotees go through so many incarnations of names or whatever.
Yes, that's true. I did email Guruji and the Padma.
Actually, just in Canada. Because I just phoned 2 days ago and my daughter told me that she was just coming back that day. She's there. Actually, no, she's going to school.
Yes, she's
there. She's in college, university.
Sangha did the same thing, got her all sorts of degrees. But you know, when she stopped being in the school, no one ever called her, no one ever checked on her or anything. That's something that I think is necessary. That devotees, you know, keep on.
Yeah, the nature of the relationship is so service-based that when that sort of stops, then
she's married, I think, and she has a baby. Is it all right for women to worship Shivas?
Say that again.
Can women worship Shivas? Just for buying eyes for Malati, this devotee in Berkeley, for her and Giriraj, and Vaishya Shekhar Prabhu was sending me Takashi Ram, He has a different name now. He said, Berkeley. He lives in Vrindavan.
He's in Vrindavan.
Yeah, he said I could go, he would take me to get the eyes that we never did make it, but then he asked me that question, what did I want to get Sheila's, or was I wanting the Sheila? And I've always been told that, you know, the offenses are such that it's better to worship Pornitai.
Pornitai is always the best. Maximum benefit, minimal risk. Everything's the best. Just worship Pornitai. People in this day and age very rarely maintain the standard that's required for worshiping Shilas, Radha Krishna, and so on. And there's also no assurance of what will happen in the future. Even if you worship them well, but who will you give them to? And when you die, who will continue to worship?
Yes.
So like these deities, you know, old deities, no one is worshiping them properly. Considering everything, worship of Pornitai is most practical, most potent, easiest. It doesn't require high standard, it just requires that someone is defenseless. But even if they're not just sincere, then they don't look at offenses. So why would people want to worship other deities? And you didn't remember Govinda Maharaj, or you had, he used to be in Toronto. He was in Toronto all the time. Do you remember Sri Kari?
Sri Kari? No.
I don't remember Sri Kari, Jewish girl. She was one more trail, so the biggest sanctifier would be. Once I stopped distributing books. She moved to Toronto, and she was married to him.
Okay. He looks, you know, I could see his, I remember his face.
Sri Kari was her husband, her father was, he was that Jewish guy who would always show up for Mangal Arti with two women. And, you don't remember?
No.
Forget that. That was her father.
The Toronto devotees, I mean, Kasapati, I think, joined in Toronto. Mishrami joined in Toronto.
Yeah.
I think so. I only met her when she was in Chicago. So, no.
She came to Minneapolis.
After.
After.
Well, we were waiting for Minneapolis to get together, and we were in Chicago.
That's right.
That's when I got to be with Kishore and give mercy. And I never stayed in the Toronto temple. I only went when Srila Prabhupada came there.
We just went to visit him there.
Yeah.
But then they used to come to Montreal.
I saw Chintamani.
Say that again.
Remember Chintamani? She had a little Jagannath Devi. She lived in Chicago.
Oh yeah, of course.
She's here.
She's here.
I was praying, I don't know how I'll find her. And right at Tulsi, right at the Tulsi Puja this morning where she was.
Chintamani's here.
Yeah. And I think she's back together with...
Dandanandan.
Was his name Sudam Maharaj?
Sudam Maharaj is dead.
Well then I don't know who she's with.
Nandanandan was back married in Japan.
Rama Kelly was the one that told me she was here, and I actually did meet her, so, but I didn't see her.
I'd like to see her. I don't know if I'd like to see her.
I was actually going to tell her to come with me.
Yeah, sure.
She was going to Rama
Kelly's. I remember.
This is her first time in all these years coming to my flat.
Yeah, she always had Jagannath. I remember in Chicago, she was doing Mangalore sweets. And, she couldn't finish her rounds because she was making Mangalore sweets. And I said, that's ridiculous. I said, listen, I'm the temple president. I'm going to make the Mangalore sweets and still do everything else. I remember those making Mangalaitic sweets when Rama Kelly was helping me. And late at 9 o'clock at night, I started doing all Mangalaitic sweets. I did it in like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Well, I'll tell her, because I seem to be seeing her.
Yeah.
But you only hear.
Because Nandanandan, he was the one who wrote all these books. He's got all these books written out. Vedic prophecies and all of these.
Yes.
That's him.
Okay. I'm not seeing so many. I assume that...
He was a treasure. I remember once in Sunday program, he comes running to me and he says, someone ran out with all the money. Some black kids came in and they ran away with it. And he just left the treasury open and they came in and picked up the money and just walked out. And Thrana Carter went chasing him down the road in the van with a gun in his hand. And when they saw the gun, they just dropped everything. That was Chicago. Seems like that. It's all right.
Rajahamsa Prabhu asked me to do the bookkeeping for Berkeley.
Say that again.
Rajahamsa Prabhu is the president of Berkeley. He asked me to do the bookkeeping.
Who? Where?
For the temple.
Where?
Where? He asked me to become the bookkeeper.
Oh, for you to become the bookkeeper?
Yeah. And then Paradeva asked me if I'd be on the board for Sacramento.
Pretty soon you'll be the top president of GBC.
I don't think so. But anyway. we were hesitant. Chandradevi was saying that it's really, being on a board isn't such a great thing. It's better just to do service because there's too much. I asked Vishnu Shekhar Prabhu and he said, you know, maybe it would be nice service. To make sure that
you get a lot of anxiety. And
yeah,
so.
Yeah. I think it.
I don't know if that's a bad thing, but I've been doing it for a couple of years.
Should be worried about myself.
What is it? And is Shripati going?
Shripati's in England.
Yeah.
I heard he was working on the garden memorial for George Harrison.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Well, that's what, I guess that's what he's still doing. That's what he was doing when I was still there in the I remember. then we moved to the...
In between?
Huh?
In Montreal?
Yeah.
In between the... before we got the big temple?
Yeah, that's a beauty parlor.
Yeah, I remember that place. It was leaking and...
It's a great location.
Yeah.
Actually, they... who I was speaking to? Someone was telling me that... That Pinef is still as bad an area as when we moved into it. It's never, even though the Olympics was down the corner, it's never happened in all the time. It's still a bit, maybe it was like a mile from now. It's still a really bad area. Not bad, but it's just not a... It was a shame, because originally we were going to get a place which was actually a club on Mountain Street. I mean, it was two blocks over from McGill. And, Mountain Street is really like a nice area. And the people wouldn't sell to us. They didn't want to sell to us. So then we took them to court, and we forgot all about it. And remember, we had this lawyer, this young guy, used to do all the stuff for us free. I remember he's the one who first got me out of jail when I ended up in jail and signed with him. And that's why I just kept looking, and we found a place on Pinef, and that was relatively inexpensive. And then just the day that we were meant to sign on Pinef, the judge gave the decision that they had to sell the other place to us, because they didn't want to sell to us because we were Hare Krishnas. But they didn't have any other bid, so they had to sell to us. But we still decided to buy this place. That place would have been
much better.
It was one of these Victorian buildings, beautiful Victorian building. But the location was probably worth tens of millions right now. It was the place we bought when we first bought it.
Buildings are so hard to maintain.
Huh?
The PNF, they did put heat into it, but it's just so hard to maintain.
Yeah, you have this huge big cabinet building, and it's just heating all the top space, and still
right.
Freezing in the bottom.
Yes. And the deities don't have flowers most of the year.
Huh?
The deities don't get garlands, just Radha Krishna.
But Shamir is still there.
Yes.
You remember him?
Yes.
Shamir and...
He never took initiation.
Well, he wants to take initiation from someone who wants to take initiation from Nitai Chant. But you know who I met here? I don't know if it was last year or the year before. What was the name of that Indian devotee? The Guru, he got initiated. Guru. Who, remember the Indian devotee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was what you do. And he was always he was there every day, morning. He donated for the Tulsi Greenhouse. He was like. He worked, but he was... Anyway, he was here with his family. Just, last time I was in Mayapur, I met him. Anyway, I was just remembering that when we were in that, we had one... No, that was actually in the other place. Once we'd already moved to PNF, and we had Jarmastami, And I remember that Janmashtami because I almost died.
How come?
Because we ate so much. We ate so much. Don't you remember? We feasted.
Yeah. And then you lie down on our left side.
Yeah, we have a kirtan after
yeah.
every.
Yeah,
and
you
lie down and I ate six big plates of prasad. And after every plate we get up and we have a kirtan and we continue on. And I went on like that for, I don't know, a couple of hours. And I really thought, after the feast was over, I thought, that's the end of me. And I'm not really going to make it. But I survived.
We had really wonderful
prasadam. Well, prasadam was a different thing in those times than it is now. It was really wonderful. Prasadam was really great. I did I don't know if you listened on this, on my podcast, I did this whole sort of remembrances of ISKCON, and I was mentioning Winnipeg when I had you all going out in 70 below weather with two boots on and two coats and I don't know, five or everything else.
It was so cold, didn't matter what you had on, it felt like you were naked.
I mean, the snow was higher than you.
And I remember I'd go into the bathroom and then I'd put my head on the toilet paper, because it puts you to sleep when you're really that cold.
What?
You know, when the temperature really gets cold, you start cold. Feeling tired. Then I'd get back
cold.
Up and go.
They get in touch with me from
Minneapolis?
Huh?
Is that Minneapolis?
Well, they're not in Minneapolis. They're on one of the farms.
Okay.
It's called farms. And they're actually farming.
Wow.
The Tadija Maharaj tells me that they're there, but they only farm. That's how they live. They just got a house and they farm and that's what they live from, Bas.
Wow, that's very wonderful.
They write me every once in a while. Yeah. Maybe that's what it's doing. Try to not the phone going right here.
It's just gone. I stashed about two suitcases full of sweets downstairs in the basement, because that's where I had all the spiritual sky set up.
finally I just had so much about it. A month later I sort of broke it open and distributed it to everybody. But literally, we used to make such quantities. And Pragosha is one person I haven't had any contact with. Although I hear he's still in Montreal somewhere.
Which Pragosha?
French Pragosha.
French Pragosha. Because the Pragosha, the big book distributor, he lives here, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's another Pragosha. There's an Irish Pragosha on top of that. Not the Chicago.
Okay.
Pragosha.
Mm-hmm. I know Mohini. You remember Mohini, right?
Mohini, yeah.
So her husband died. I can get her phone number if I call.
Yeah, he's a black body husband, right?
I don't know him. I just learned from Pasupati that he left and that I could get her number from the Vancouver temple. They would have it.
Uh-huh.
And then Rudrani died.
Who?
Pajavali's sister.
Rudrani died?
Yes.
Rudrani's dead?
Yes, and she...
Rudrani's dead?
A different Rudrani, there's two.
Oh, Mudra.
They're both Rudrani. Are you? But she was Pajavali's sister, and she had MS,
muscle sclerosis. So the other Rudrani was there in Toronto when we were there?
Yeah, I think she's in Vancouver, and she's like working at a spa or something.
Yeah. Yeah, she was, when we were there in Toronto, she was there. Okay, that's it. Okay, well, I'm just going to pack and go. And after the suffering, you should do RT and put everything away. And